Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings to all of the UFCCM and especially to my dear sisters. We certainly would be remiss without honoring our
pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
Realm that has not yet been revealed to the human race. You're recognizing the deity of Jesus Christ. You're recognizing that not only is he man walking among you, but he is also God made flesh.
So without further preliminary, we want to bring Bishop Tindall and Mother Bishop to you at this time. Good morning, Bishop and Mother Bishop, and welcome.
Thank you, Teacher Tindall, and good morning to you and Bishop Haywood and to all of those of you that are out there in our listening audience today. And by God's gracious mercies, we wish all of you a most wonderful, joyous, and prosperous new year in this new year of our Lord 2020. It is a blessing to be in the land of the living. We honor the Lord for the work that is going on in the UFCCM and throughout the world that is being done in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ever there was a time that the church needs to be on point, united, and moving forward in the work of the Lord. We're living in that time and in that era. Right now, we wish to give thanks to the Lord Jesus, who is head of our lives, as well as to wonderful things that he's doing in our life. We thank and honor the Lord. Of course, Teacher Tindall have already mentioned this, but we also thank and praise God for the presence of our dear wife. We refer to her as Mother Bishop, who is with us today in our office as we deliver the word that the Lord has dropped into our spirit for this time. The theme for the UFCCM, the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries, that has been agreed upon and placed in our heart by the Holy Spirit, is moving forward by faith. We call your attention to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. The entire chapter is filled with great exploits accomplished by those who moved forward by faith. But this one verse is what the Lord has used for us to have as our basis for this discussion. It simply says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let us first and foremost make it plain that the theme moving forward by faith presupposes that we understand that we are speaking of faith in our Lord Jesus and the Holy Scriptures, which we refer to as the Bible. We feel that it is imperative that this is said, because I would like to make a statement that may sound strange to some of you, and that is that it is possible to move forward by faith without that faith being faith in the Word of God. Let us recognize that there perhaps may be two different types of faith that we may refer to. One of those types of faith I refer to as humanistic faith. Others may simply call it natural faith. We must be very careful here, because humanistic faith is the faith or the belief that arises from the erroneous teachings from secular humanism, which basically seeks to elevate man to believe that he exists and can achieve whatever he desires without any belief or faith in God, as God has shown in the Holy Bible. Therefore, the secular humanist believes in the divinity of himself. To the secular humanist, one's job or education or family or other material object is his God. That which one worships is one's God. The Apostle Paul speaks of such in Romans chapter 1, verse 25. Of them, he says, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. In fact, a reading of Romans chapter 1 in its entirety speaks of the consequences of such unbelief when one elevates themselves above the Word of God. Humanistic faith or natural faith clones or copies the premises of the Scripture, but apply them into a system of belief that says, I can, and implies that I can without God's help. We're not going to dwell on that. On the other hand, let's talk about supernatural faith, faith in God. It is built upon the premises that one is totally dependent upon God, and that without God, I can do nothing. Supernatural faith, faith in God, is built upon the Word of God. So when I will look at the Scripture that the Lord has led us, which is the Scripture basis for our theme for the UFCCM for this year, and perhaps for the entire decade of the 20s, the focus will be on supernatural faith. Now, I want you to understand that faith alone is not supernatural. What is supernatural is placing one's trust, confidence, and belief completely on the Word of God and acting upon what God's Word declares. The Apostle James said in his writings, chapter 2, verse 17 to 19,
even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble.
Now get a hold of that. According to James,
mm-hmm.
even demons have faith.
Yes.
Their faith, in fact, is so strong that they tremble in anticipation of the fate that awaits them.
Mm-hmm.
The point here is that their faith is built on the Word of God. They believe God's Word.
Yes.
And because they believe it, they tremble. Listen, faith requires action. And I think perhaps this is a good point at which we should seek to offer a clear, a workable definition of what we mean by faith. Now, this word may be defined in many ways, and this was something that Mother Bishop and I had a little discussion about.
Yes. Yes.
Because faith may be defined depending upon the object or objective to which faith is directed.
Mm-hmm.
Thus we speak of saving faith,
healing
faith,
the Christian faith, or other religious faith, deep faith, a little faith, great faith,
faith on the salvation, and so forth. But what is a single, concise, nutshell definition we can understand that describes what we mean by faith? Dr. Merrill understands that, and I quote, faith is belief or trust, specifically in a higher power. Dr. C.I. Schofield goes a little further and says that faith is trust in the God of the Scriptures and in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, which receives him as Lord and Savior and impels to loving obedience and good works. The word faith is only mentioned two times in our version, English version of the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, faith is implied in the idea of trust or believe. New Testament usage shows that the word faith is from the Greek word pistis, which means trust or belief. You see, the whole idea remains the same
mm-hmm.
in both the Old Testament as well as the New,
yes.
even though the word is hardly used as faith in the Old Testament. Now, I like to get away from such a, what I would say, scholarly definition. And I'd like to simply say that faith is taking God at his word
and asking no questions.
I just like that thought about faith.
Yeah.
Taking
yeah.
God at his word and asking no questions. Now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Testament. Now, I like to get away from such a, what I would say, scholarly definition. And I'd like to simply say that faith is taking God at his word and asking.
So without further preliminary, we want to bring Bishop Tim.
Made by us, master builder.
Yes.
What God, what Abraham look for with a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Beloved, when you move forward by faith, God has something in you for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Afternoon, depending upon where you are. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. And this is Teacher Margaret Tindall coming to you by means of UFCCM Anointed Blog Talk Radio. We bring you greetings and wishes for a happy new year to all of you, our UFCCM affiliates, friends, and supporters of this ministry. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We thank our Heavenly Father for his grace and love and mercy toward us, and for his new mercies every morning. Great is his faithfulness. As we prepare to go before the Lord in prayer this morning, let us remember to thank God for answering prayers and praise reports. And as we go before the Lord, as Pastor Sherry takes us before the throne of grace, we want to offer special prayer requests this morning for our Ecumenical Patriarch, Bishop Tindall, for our dear Mother Bishop, Shirley Tindall, for our Bishop Emeritus, Betty Brown, special prayers for our Lady Adrienne Bullock, Gloria Askins. Let us pray one for another and all who stand in the need of prayer this morning. Pastor Sherry will lead us now in our opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. Happy New Year to all of you. Hallelujah. Greetings. Let's go before the Lord in prayer.